Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host, happening with me. This past weekend, I had a sleepover with my friends. We had a ton of fun. I'll talk about it later in the show. On October 3rd, I am participating in the 4th Annual Dove Self-Esteem Weekend, kicking off atop the Empire State Building in New York City. So cool! I'll tell you more about it later. Now, it's time for our interview with Chef Alina Eisenhower. Not your traditional chef, Alina Eisenhower, owner and executive chef at Sweet Kitchen and Bar in Worcester, Massachusetts, studied film and television, had a 10-year fitness career, competing in Miss Fitness USA, among others, and opened her first bakery in 2003. She was a winning contestant on Food Network's Sweet Genius, Chopped, and Cupcake Wars. At Sweet, she serves baked goods by day and cocktails, desserts, and savory bites in the evening. Sweet is known for its Doosans, a donut-croissant hybrid, the top-selling item on the menu since it first appeared in 2008. Alina is set to open an additional Sweet location in early October. Chef Alina, it's so wonderful to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you. It's great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Chef Alina, you created a donut croissant hybrid that you call the Doosan and had it on your bakery's menu in 2008. That's well before Chef Ansel Dominique's cronut craze hit the media. Can you tell our listeners how you came up with the idea?
Sure. It actually happened the way a lot of great ideas happen. It was out of necessity. It was late one night, and I was working in the bakery. The bakery I had at the time was, we did a lot of breakfast pastry. We made a lot of croissants. And we always had leftover croissant dough. And I was working late, really late one night, and probably overtired with one of my interns, and we were kind of joking around and thinking, what can we do with this extra croissant dough? And I turned and looked on the counter and saw the fryolator, and I thought, well, let's try frying it. Everything's good fried. And so we fried a little piece of it, and it was good, but we felt like it needed something else. So we had some dark chocolate around. We stuffed a little piece of dark chocolate inside it and fried another one, and it was delicious. And we, from then on, decided to start using our leftover croissant dough to make those and serve them in the bakery. And then they became so popular that now we actually don't make croissants anymore, and we make a lot of croissant dough just for making our Doosans.
Wow, and I bet they're delicious. I wish I could eat one.
Yes, they're very good.
And in New Orleans, we have a bakery called Manhattan Jack, and they also have Doosans. The one time I went to get one, they were all sold out. Your Doosans also sell out. Why do you think it's so popular, and do you have various flavors available?
We do. I think they're so popular because, one, it's a novelty item. People love anything that's, popular, and it's been in the news and been in the media lately because of the bakery in New York City, because it's Dominic Ansel's bakery. So I think that's making people want to try them. Here they became popular just because people tried them, and what's better? It's deep-fried dough that's layered with butter, so it's crispy and it's soft on the inside. And we serve them warm, which is really nice because we fry everyone to order. They never sit. And croissants are a little bit yeasty and almost have a tiny bit of a sourness. They have a lot of flavor to them without being overly sweet, and then there's the sweetness from the chocolate. And we serve ours, normally they're filled with chocolate, and we serve a homemade caramel sauce for dipping them in. And then this time of year in the fall, I love peanut butter and jelly. Ever since I was a kid, it's one of my favorite things. And in New England, at this time of year, we have lots of Concord grapes growing everywhere, and that's what grape jelly is made out of. So we make our Doosans in the fall. We stuff them with peanut butter, and then we serve them with a Concord grape coulis, like a sauce on the side to dip them in. So it's kind of like a really grown-up version of peanut butter and jelly.
Mmm, that sounds really good. You're making me so hungry right now. Have you ever thought of like doing something like pumpkin or apple?
We have done apple, And they tend to work better with a softer filling inside just because there isn't a lot of room for filling. So you need something that packs a lot of flavor in it in a small amount of space for the filling. So the fruit fillings, I feel like you kind of don't get quite enough inside it as I would like to have in a fruit filling.
Okay. Well, that sounds super delicious. And with the caramel sauce and the chocolate, oh, I bet they're to die for.
And yeah, you can't go wrong with caramel and chocolate.
No, you can't. And you were once a competitor in Miss Fitness USA, and now you are a pastry chef. Do you still incorporate fitness into your life, and have you created any healthy versions of sweets at your bakery?
Yes. Fitness, I definitely still incorporate into my life. Obviously not to the extent that I used to, but I try to be active and to, I think it's important for everybody to be active. I like to always say I work out so that I can eat whatever I want to. I think everything in moderation. One of the things that really has changed for me since I was in fitness, I've seen kind of both sides of the diet world and everything, is that I've really come to learn and believe that you don't need to diet and restrict yourself from things. All the delicious, wonderful things we love as chefs are okay to eat. It's about eating smaller portions and about being active. So we do have some desserts that are healthier, but I never design a dessert as a diet version of something else because I feel like then it's never as satisfying. If you really want a piece of chocolate cake, you want a piece of chocolate cake. You don't want a piece of fake chocolate cake. So have a smaller piece of the real thing. But that being said, we have some things, like there's some desserts like poached pears and things like that that are naturally just happen to be healthy and delicious. They weren't really designed as a diet dessert, but they happen to be composed of mostly fruit or lower fat ingredients and be delicious just by nature.
Right. And, you know, you can have, you know, a healthy lifestyle. Yep. And but still, I mean, healthy lifestyle that includes desserts and, like you said, smaller portions. And, you know, if you stay, you know, fit and everything, you can have, you know, whatever you want. So, you like you said, you could have the chocolate cake or you could have the dosan and all of that. And it's really delicious.
And it's worth it. You're happier that way.
It is, definitely. So, what made you decide to open a bakery shop of all businesses? Did you have a baking background, like baking with your mom or grandmother as a child?
Yes. With my mother. My mother was cooked and baked a lot at home. She always made everything from scratch. We never had any mixes ever in our house. And she grew a lot of vegetables. She even used to make our bread. So I grew up around it, and I became just really interested in food and flavors from the time I was very little. My mom jokes that, you know, when I was 2 or 3 years old, if I were going for a walk outside, I always wanted to ask if I could eat every plant and what it tasted like. So I think I was kind of born with that just kind of love of food and flavor. And growing up in a house where my mother did a lot of baking, I started very young, you know, probably eight or nine years old, making desserts and things by myself and, you know, for my parents.
And that's actually right around the age when I started to get serious in cooking and, you know, creating dinner for my family. And so that's what I was doing. So, yeah, you know, you were baking, you know. I'm not really a big baker. I mean, I love, you know, all of the sweets and the pastries, but I'm not that great of a baker. So every once in a while, I'll try to attempt something. Like the other day, my friends and I made a banana coconut bread.
It was
so good. And my dad and I love to bake bread together, so we're always trying to come up with new ideas. And that one was so good. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's so fun to experiment and try. I like to try to always come up with new little twists on things that people already know and love.
Right. And I just love the smell of baked goods. And what kind of sweets do you offer at Sweet Kitchen and Bar? What kinds of savory bites do you have at night?
So our menu changes seasonally. Some things always stay on the menu, like the dosans, because they're so popular and they always have been. We would have people rioting if we took them off the menu. But then we change things according to what's in season around here, and also just to kind of keep it interesting. Right now, some of the things that are still on from the end of the summer, one thing we do that's really fun and different is we have a Sunday that we call a Cracker Jack Sunday, and it's ice cream that we make using popcorn. So we make buttered salted popcorn first, and then we use that to flavor our cream and milk for our ice cream. So when you eat the ice cream, it doesn't have pieces of popcorn in it, but it tastes like you're eating buttered popcorn. And we put caramel on it and peanuts, so it's kind of like everything that's in a Cracker Jack.
Yum.
I love things that are childhood desserts and remind people of childhood. I think that as adults, everybody loves to remember their favorite things when they were a kid. We also do s'mores. Our version of s'mores, we make homemade marshmallows, and then we actually smoke them with a cold smoker, so it doesn't change the texture or anything. It looks like a regular uncooked marshmallow, but it smells and tastes like one that was on a campfire. And we let people roast their own over like a little hibachi fire and make their own s'mores. That's another fun one. And then we do things like creme brulee or creme caramel, and we change the flavors and kind of the accompaniments by the season.
That all sounds so good. Mm-hmm. I want to go right now and have some of all of those things. And what kind of things do you serve at night?
So most of those are all in the night menu, and then we also serve some appetizers, some small plates, and we do things, again, I'm influenced by, I love comfort food, and again, making it a little upscale or adding fun ingredients or comfort foods from around the world. So right now we're working on our new menu because we're moving, and we're working on doing a banh mi, which is a Vietnamese sandwich, but we're going to make little teeny tiny ones. We make the bread and we roast it. We're doing it with pork belly, which is delicious. Normally it's done with pork tenderloin or beef. So we kind of like make our own little twist on things, and we make everything small. So we'll make little mini sliders, but that are banh mi's, or little mini grilled cheese sliders that come with tomato jam and balsamic reduction. Sweet pies, but we serve them with caramel to dip them in instead of ketchup.
So wow.
Yeah, just fun and different.
Right, and you're right, everything is so unique and it's all different and it sounds delicious.
Thank you.
Hey, sweets, don't go away. It's time for a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Chef Alina of Sweet Kitchen and Bar. Now, let's find out more about you personally, Chef Alina. What's your favorite dish to bake, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
That is really difficult. That's kind of like asking a parent who's their favorite child. That's a really hard, you know, I get asked that question all the time. I can't answer it. I love food so much. I really don't have a favorite thing to make. And I don't know that I have a favorite thing to eat. If I really could only eat one thing the rest of my life, I'd be pretty miserable. On my list of favorites, I think for savory food, anything pork, anything with bacon, pork fat,
yum.
You know, piggies. And for on the dessert side, I would have really say, I guess, I love ice creams, and almost everything I make, desserts, I think everything is kind of completed by adding some sort of ice cream or some kind of frozen creamy component to it. So, and I like to make them and experiment with the flavors and stuff, but I don't know that I really have a favorite.
Right, I know what you're saying. When people ask me, what's your favorite thing to cook or what's your favorite dish to make or eat, I'm just like, oh my gosh. I've had to like pick one because all of them are just so good.
Yeah, and it is.
And my dad actually makes ice cream, and so his specialties are pizza, breads, and ice cream. And his ice cream is so good.
And those are three of the best things out there: pizza, bread, and ice cream.
Yes,
you kind of can't go wrong with any of them. Bread and butter sometimes is all I need to make me happy. Good bread.
Right. And we're always experimenting with different ice cream flavors, and his newest one, which is actually my favorite, so out of the ones that he's made, is Honduran ice cream. So he makes it with Honduran crema.
Oh, wow.
It's to die for. It. And it's, like, really creamy, and, oh.
That sounds really good.
It is. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
So I have to say my most disastrous food memory, I don't know if it's luckily or unluckily, actually involved one of my friends. One of my friends was getting married, and it's probably my only cake wreck that I've ever had was my friend's wedding cake. And it was the middle of the summer, and it was really hot, and her husband just really wanted us to put pastry cream and fruit in the middle, which normally that time of year we just say no because it's really pretty dangerous transporting it, not very stable. But because it was my friend and he really wanted it, I agreed to it. And I was driving the cake to the wedding, which I was also going to be a guest at, and watching in the rearview mirror as it slowly kind of slid, and eventually I was not able to even save it, and it just kind of all fell over. And and I'm thinking, oh my, I was able to pull over and save it enough that it looked a mess, but we would be able to cut it up and serve it. And I had to think really quickly, and I remembered that I had a big giant display cake at another local wedding venue that we do work for, and they had a big display cake of mine that was fake. And my friend had given me creative license with her wedding cake, so she didn't know what it was going to look like. It was supposed to be a surprise. So I ran and I got the fake one, and I brought the fake one to the wedding, and nobody ever knew that it was the fake one. We cut up the real one in the back, and I didn't even tell my friend until after the wedding was over. Because I didn't want her to be all stressed out during her wedding. And she had no idea until the whole wedding was over.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that was a great save.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's still tasting good, though.
It did.
I'm sure, yeah.
It looked very pretty, but it tasted good, yeah.
I bet everybody loved it. Thank goodness you saved it, and she didn't even know. So she had, like, a great wedding. And then finally, after it's over, you're like, well,
Exactly. Sometimes that's what you have to do as a chef, though. A lot of times it's you got to think quick on your feet and try to figure out how to save something without anybody knowing that there was a problem in the first place.
Right, you have to improvise.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Probably the most unusual food I've ever eaten.
Oh.
Yes. The stinky fruit that everyone knows of, because even Andrew Zimmerman can't eat it, and he eats everything. I don't know that I wouldn't say that I would never eat it again. I don't know that I would go out of my way to eat it. And I don't know that there's any other food I can say I would never eat again that I've had so far. There's a few things that I maybe wouldn't be so excited to try, but I'll try anything once.
Yes, me too.
To be a really good chef, you kind of need to. You need to be able to taste it. And even if you don't love it, you need to be able to understand why somebody else might like it and at least know kind of what the flavor profile and the taste of it is, even if it's not your thing.
Right. And funny thing is that I've actually had durian before. I was in Chinatown in Chicago, and a little restaurant in Chinatown. We said, oh, let's go there. And we had bubble tea there. So I was looking at the menu. I was like, oh, I've never had durian before. Let me try this. So I got the durian bubble tea. And they use fresh durian. So when they're blending it, you could smell it. And it's, yes, it sounds horrible.
Smells like rotten eggs and rotten onions. Yeah.
It does, right. It smells so bad. And then I got it and I tasted it and I was like, oh, this is disgusting. And I was like, wait, let me try it again just to make sure. So I took a couple more sips. I was like, oh, no, I cannot try this. And then I let my mom taste it. She was like, oh, it's so gross. And so
we were just... And some people love it. It's
right. And, yeah. Right. And when I was ordering it, the Vietnamese lady at the counter was like, are you sure? American no like. And I was like, no, I'm sure. But I ended up throwing it away. But, you know, you have to have it has an acquired taste.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, when you're not busy with your cooking life and baking, what is your favorite pastime?
You know, that spending family with, it's, I guess, spending time with my family, with doing things with my son and being outside, being active. But there isn't much time. I mean, really, I think like a lot of people that choose this profession, I like to say I'm really a food geek. And even when I'm not cooking or in this, for work, I love to read about it and go eat in other people's restaurants and try new food and go to farms. And, like, I'm pretty obsessed. Food really is my life, almost 24/7. Even if I'm with my family, they're going and doing it with me. But
right.
I'm pretty obsessed with food. I think you probably know what I mean.
Right. You know, always going to other people's restaurants, trying to get inspired, and, you know, always tasting new foods and recipes. All the time, even, you know, when you are not in your bakery.
Absolutely. Yep.
What advice do you have for kids who have a dream?
I think, well, number one, go for it and don't let anybody tell you that you can't. And in any business, but especially in this one, is read as much as you can and taste as much as you can and study the people that you look up to. Find people that you like what they do and who are the best at what they do and learn from how they've gotten to kind of where they are. But really the big thing is especially in this business, if you have a dream and to be an amazing chef one day or to be a celebrity chef or to cook for a living, it's just to cook and eat as much as you can, taste everything and experiment a lot and don't be afraid to try new things. That's the biggest thing, is not be afraid. You have to know that you're going to have that not everything's going to turn out perfect every time, but you, as long as you're learning from the things that don't turn out right, you're headed in the right direction, and you can only get better constantly, not afraid to try new things.
Right, definitely. Great advice. And lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question. If you could be any food, what would you be and why?
I would be salt. And I would be salt because there is no dish, whether it is a savory dish or a dessert or a sweet dish, that is complete without salt. Salt makes everything. It makes sweet dishes. It makes savory dishes. Anything without salt is flat.
Definitely.
I think it's the most important ingredient. It doesn't mean you have to use a lot of it, but salt changes and highlights every other ingredient.
Right, definitely. So that would be a great food. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes, it's my pleasure. You've shown us that life is sweet as a pastry chef and that we should all savor the deliciousness life has to offer. If you want to find out more about Chef Alina and Sweet Kitchen and Bar, visit KidChefAliana.com for all the links. Mix it up while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
Have you met Catherine the Grape? She may be a lot like you. She likes sports, singing songs, having fun, and taking adventures with her friends. She especially loves to make new friends, like you. Tune in each week to Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour, hosted by Madeline, and discover about how you are magical, colorful, and love. You will learn, laugh, and feel welcome with Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour, heard every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Be inspired to ripple loving kindness throughout the world with your friends at Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour.
Awesome and Molina!
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is blue cheese. Let's talk about blue cheese. Blue cheese is cow's and goat's milk cheeses with blue mold. Even though it might sound gross and unedible, it tastes amazing and is totally edible. Usually, blue cheese is made of whole cow's milk. They are also made with ewe's or goat's milk. Some blue cheeses include Stilton and Gorgonzola. Most blue cheeses were originally produced in caves where mold was naturally present. The mold that grew on the cheeses in the caves affected the texture, flavor, and blue color of the mold in each of these cheeses. Covered by accident, the cheeses were stored in the caves and they developed the mold that made them taste good. Who would have thunk it? Yummy mold! Here's a recipe for blue cheese chive cauliflower casserole. This casserole is great and I use chives from my herb garden. Ingredients: 1 head of cauliflower, chopped, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour, 2 cups of heavy cream, 1 cup of blue cheese, 3 tablespoons of chives, chopped, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of white pepper. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Place cauliflower in a casserole dish. In a small pot over medium-low heat, melt butter. Add flour and create a blanc roux, mixing butter and flour thoroughly. Add heavy cream, blue cheese, chives, salt, and pepper. Stir continuously until sauce thickens and sticks to spoon. Pour into casserole dish, coating all the cauliflower. Cover with aluminum foil and bake for 45 minutes. Remove foil and bake for another 15 minutes until top browns. Let sit for 15 minutes before serving. Serve 6 to 8.
you can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Jack in the Box has a new burger that is topped with a grilled cheese sandwich. It's part of their new Munchie Meals menu. How's that for gluttony? Heavyweight eater Adam Richman of Travel Channel's Man vs. Food is now boasting a slim waistline. He's lost an impressive 60 pounds by cutting back on carbs and exercising more. The winner of Rachel Ray vs. Guy Kids Cook-Off is, drumroll please, Brandon Scawthorne. Brandon will stop by later this month to talk about his experience working with Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri, as well as his new web series, Cooking in the Fast Lane, on the Food Network website. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Food Passport. In this segment, your food passport will take you around the world. We'll explore a country's food and culture, and I will give you a recipe to try. Today's food passport takes you to India. The capital of India is New Delhi. India has the second largest population in the world, with over 1.2 billion people. The national animal of India is the Bengal tiger, which is endangered. The Taj Mahal is a very famous attraction in India. Indian currency is called rupees, and it is illegal to take the currency out of the country. India invented the number system and also invented chess. Here is my recipe for chapati. Chapati is an Indian flatbread. Ingredients: 1 cup of whole wheat flour, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3/4 a cup of hot water, or as needed. Directions: in a large bowl, mix together dry ingredients. Stir in olive oil and enough water to make a soft, elastic dough. Knead dough on a lightly floured surface until smooth. Divide into 10 to 12 equal pieces. Roll each piece into a bowl. Cover with a kitchen towel and let rest for 15 minutes. Heat iron skillet over medium heat. Spray cooking spray onto skillet. Using rolling pin, roll balls of dough until thin, like a tortilla. Cook each side for 30 seconds or until there are brown spots. Mix 10 to 12 chapati. On October 3rd, I'm participating in the 4th annual Dove Self-Esteem Weekend, kicking off atop the Empire State Building in New York City. How cool is that? Dove is making girls unstoppable. 6 out of 10 girls stop doing the things they love because they feel bad about their looks. I am joining Dove to shine a light on the girls who never stop doing what they love. I am proud to be an unstoppable girl, supporting this effort to reach 15 million girls by 2015 with self-esteem programming. You can help too by visiting dove.com/girlsunstoppable. I can't wait to tell you all about the event when I return. This past weekend, I had a sleepover with my friends, and we had so much fun. When they first came to my house, we gardened. So they went into my garden and we watered their plants. They got to plant some carrot seeds and oregano seeds, and they had fun. And then after that, we made banana coconut bread. That's the bread that I was talking about earlier during the interview. And the banana coconut bread was to die for. So we had just kind of a regular banana bread recipe, and we were like, we need to do something different. So we said, let's make a banana coconut bread. And we just kind of threw things together. We were like, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it turned out amazing. And so technically, we had dessert before we had dinner. But it was totally worth it. So for dinner, we made homemade ravioli. And the ravioli was just, it was fantastic. And my friends helped me make the ravioli. So we made the dough, and well, my friend Caroline made the filling. My friend Brianna made the tomato cream sauce, and then I made the dough. So we all had this great team effort, and it turned out phenomenal, and they absolutely loved it. Roll your dough while we roll to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Angelica Wynn, Zara Gagatiga, and Linda Santos for guessing bitter melon or bitter gourd. Let's talk about bitter melon. Bitter melon, also known as bitter gourd, is a very bumpy fruit that is usually green or white. It is a subtropical and tropical vine widely grown in Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean. Its fruit is edible, but extremely bitter. Bitter melon originated on the Indian subcontinent and was introduced into China in the 14th century. It has been used in traditional medicine to treat diabetes. It is considered the most bitter of all produce and is not widely known in the United States. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is banana coconut bread. My friends and I made this as dessert before dinner. We devoured it. Ingredients: 1 1/4 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 2 eggs, 1 1/2 cups of bananas mashed, 1 cup of coconut flakes, 1/2 cup of coconut milk, 1/2 cup of coconut cream, 2 1/2 cups of self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup of chopped nuts. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9 by 5 by 3-inch pan loaf pan. In a large bowl, mix sugar and butter. Add eggs and mix well. Incorporate bananas, coconut flakes, coconut cream, coconut milk, and beat until smooth. Stir in flour and salt. Fold in nuts. Pour into pan and bake for 1 hour and 15 minutes or until inserted toothpick comes out clean. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for homemade ravioli with tomato cream sauce. My friends and I made this ravioli at my sleepover this past weekend. Yum! Dough ingredients: 4 cups of all-purpose flour, 6 eggs, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, dough directions. Mix all ingredients together except 1 tablespoon of salt. Roll out dough in 1/16 of an inch thick with a rolling pin or pasta machine. Cut out circles with large biscuit cutters. Ravioli ingredients. 1 pound of ground pork, 1 tablespoon of fresh rosemary chopped, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1 tablespoon of Parmesan cheese grated, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of white pepper. Ravioli directions. Place about 1 teaspoon of filling in center of circle and fold in half. Pinch edges until sealed. Boil in water, in salted water, for about 12 minutes. Serve with creamy tomato sauce. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's a recipe for tomato cream sauce. My mom and friend made this together. This sauce is so good. Ingredients. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 shallots chopped, 2 cloves garlic grated, 4 medium tomatoes diced, 1 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1 tablespoon of Parmesan cheese grated, 1 tablespoon of honey, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of white pepper, and half a cup of heavy cream. Directions. In a large skillet, heat olive oil over medium heat. Saute shallots and garlic until soft. Add tomatoes and tomato sauce. Cook for 5 minutes. Add Italian seasoning, Parmesan cheese, honey, salt, and white pepper. Simmer for 10 minutes. Add heavy cream. Cook until sauce thickens. Serves 4 to 6. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cookin' Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Cookin' Craft is how to make a chalkboard serving platter. Supplies: 1 serving platter, chalkboard paint, small paintbrush, and chalk. Instructions. Step 1. Paint chalkboard paint onto serving platter. Step 2. Let paint dry completely. Step 3. After dried, place foods such as cheeses and crackers. You can write what type of food you're serving. Everyone will love the platter and ask where you bought it. They'll be surprised when you tell them you made it. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my latest Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, is available at any online book retailer. So, this past weekend, when I had my sleepover, after we cooked and ate dinner, we did some fun things, such as blindfolded makeup. And that was so funny, and it cracked us up. So, I went first to do the blindfolded makeup on my friend Brianna. So I had my blindfold on, and we were sitting in a chair, and my mom would hand me a Q-tip with a color that she would choose. So she chose the color, and it didn't end up pretty when she chose the colors. She picked the worst colors that contrasted with each other. So, she gave me at first she gave me on the Q-tip, like, I think it was like green, like a light green color that was really pretty. So I put that on her eyelid blindfolded. So like I'm just feeling on her face and putting the eyeshadow on. And then she goes, my mom hands me another Q-tip. She says, okay, here's the color for definition. I was like, oh gosh, I'm so scared because it's probably going to be something really hideous. She hands me black. So I'm putting that in the crease of her eyelid. And oh, I was just like, oh, this is going to look so pretty. And so I did that on both sides. And then she says, okay, here is blush. So she hands me the blush, and I did a pretty good job on the blush. And then she says, here is this, and I was feeling it. She didn't really tell me what it was, and so I had to feel it. I was like, oh, okay, this feels like lip gloss. So I'm putting it on her lips, but I'm getting it, like, everywhere. I was, like, getting it on her, like, below her lip and all over, like, her face. It was so much fun. And then I wasn't even allowed to look at her. She had to look first. So she looked, she was like, oh my gosh. I took the blindfold off and I saw, and I was cracking up. I was like almost rolling on the floor laughing. Her makeup looked hideous. So then my friends, they got to do the blindfolded makeup on each other, and they looked horrible. Like, they ended up with, like, colored eyebrows instead of eyelids. And then we also did prank calling. So it was, like, 12 in the morning, 1 in the morning, and we're, like, prank calling people. It was so much fun. We had a blast. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Jeff Aliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Cindy Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to Bus Stop Blues.
Woke up this morning, turned on the radio and catch the news. Weatherman said,
it's really cold outside. Last night that north wind came roaring through.
He said,
it's 10 degrees, but with that wind whipping around, it feels like it's about minus.
So I'm standing on the corner, my face it hurts, my feet are froze. I'm standing on the corner, my face it hurts, my feet are froze. There's a lot of kids out here with me, but I can't tell who they are, cause we all got on 12 pairs of clothes. Chinchilla seats and fuzzy dice and no yellow line painted on the floor that says do not stand forward, this yellow line when my car is in motion, baby. And a heater and a girl. But till then I got those old freezing bitter cold bus stop blues.
The KidStar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.